11:33. I'm Carl Trautman, your host. Thanks for joining me. A terrible and tragic thing happened 45 years ago today. Martin Luther King Jr. was assassinated. King was down in Memphis, Tennessee when he was killed. He was there supporting sanitation workers who were on strike. Well, let's turn it around and remember King's commitment to love. Yes, love. In 1963, a compilation of sermons by King were published in the book Strength to Love. Here is one excerpt from it. Let us be practical and ask the question, how do we love our enemies? First, we must develop and maintain the capacity to forgive. He who is devoid of the power to forgive is devoid of the power to love. It is impossible even to begin the act of loving one's enemies without the prior acceptance of the necessity over and over again of forgiving those who inflict evil and injury upon us. It is also necessary to realize that the forgiving act must always be initiated by the person who has been wronged, the victim of some great hurt, the recipient of some torturous injustice, the absorber of some terrible act of oppression. The wrongdoer may request forgiveness. He may come to himself and, like the prodigal son, move up some dusty road, his heart palpitating with the desire for forgiveness. But only the injured neighbor, the loving father back home, can really pour out the warm waters of forgiveness. Forgiveness does not mean ignoring what has been done or putting a false label on an evil act. It means, rather, that the evil act no longer remains as a barrier to the relationship. In 1957, he said this in Montgomery, Alabama. When the opportunity presents itself for you to defeat your enemy, that is the time which you must not do it. There will come a time, in many instances, when the person who hates you most, the person who has misused you most, the person who has gossiped about you most, the person who has spread false rumors about you most, there will come a time when you will have an opportunity to defeat that person. It might be in terms of a recommendation for a job. It might be in terms of helping that person to make some move in life. That's the time you must do it. That is the meaning of love. In the final analysis, love is not this sentimental something that we talk about. It's not merely an emotional something. Love is creative, understanding goodwill for all men. It is the refusal to defeat any individual. When you rise to the level of love, of its great beauty and power, you seek only to defeat evil systems. Individuals who happen to be caught up in that system you love, but you seek to defeat the system. Beautiful thoughts to remember on a sad anniversary. Thanks for listening. Missed a past episode of Room 33? They're all on my website, carltrautman.com. And be sure to follow me on Twitter. I'm at redhead324. This is Carl Trautman, and you're in Room 33.